Right, let them in, can't have that them.
Qui-Gon already let us in.
Giving them away the location of our groupie thing. You know what I meant to say. Just let them in. Alright, so.
We're in, where? Next to the Qui-Gon dude?
Yeah. Like here-ish.
Just the wolf. I can actually see what I'm doing. So.
Monkey wrench guys at the exit. And this guy's still on the table.
Right.
This guy's standing here.
Right.
I miss
right.
John and Peter thing.
This time. Are friends, not food. Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Another funny.
Mine. You say you are not with the government.
We're not.
You say you are not with the Caduceus.
What's the Gadooga
Digga? No, don't ask him. No, we're not with
the
Caduceus.
We're not.
So who are you with?
Ourselves.
We're with ourselves.
Ourselves, probably. We are much.
We're lost wanderers, yeah.
What?
I highly doubt that. You're wearing the uniform of the government. Yes, you do not.
You said nobody would know.
I am not.
DM, you definitely told us nobody would notice.
I'm not wearing their uniform.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm wearing me.
You do not feel like
I'm wearing
the government.
They
do
are,
seem like.
We are not.
The,
they are
the uniform
they are
of the government
protection.
In order to protect ourselves.
Are you or are you not employed by someone working with the government?
We are not.
We are not.
We have been without contact with the government for well over a month now.
Okay, that's gonna be a bluff check.
Fudge.
We haven't been. That's not a lie. We haven't
the
been.
The dude kept sending you telegrams, dude.
But we haven't contacted him.
But you didn't answer the question whether you were, like, dodging the question of...
That it requires a bluff?
Yeah.
Okay. My bluff
wait, don't roll
is,
unless
hey,
you
hey,
have
hey.
The high bluff. Who has the high bluff?
20.
No.
You have a 20 bluff?
You spoke
no,
those words.
I rolled 20.
What?
You spoke those words.
What's your bluff?
8.
Plus?
Well, that was with the modifier.
Oh.
Well,
we're right screwed. Okay, but they picked me up after they caught me cheating them at a game, so I'm not affiliated with anybody. I'm only here, I'm not here by my choice.
All of you.
What?
Drop your weapons.
Even my...
You wouldn't rid an old man of his walking stick, would you?
He rips your fake beard off. You're not an old man.
Damn it.
What about my... I'm not actually a part of them. I try to avoid them as much.
Yet you've been with us for well over 2 months.
Oh, shut up.
Vote for all.
Not by my choice. It's not by my choice. I'm just gonna drop my weapons, guys.
Seems to be the predicament we must be in. Fine.
I'm gonna drop my staff and my knife.
You do all drop your weapons?
I drop my
except
staff
for me.
And my
yes,
knife.
We are not here for conflict.
Actually, no, wait, I keep my
well,
knife.
I did drop my weapons, because I have other weapons.
It's a cheap dagger.
Everybody has. I have like a dagger in my hand.
Not
right
patting down.
I have a spear too.
I have a bag of holding. They can't pat my bag of holding down.
Oh, well, you lay your bag of holding on the table.
No, I don't.
They can't
no,
pat
don't.
Your sack down.
No, no.
Here's the staff.
It's a mere
here's
sack.
Here's a dagger. And that's all you get now,
mate. It's a mere sack.
Alright, fine.
I don't want them to pat down my sack.
No, I didn't see them patting down your sack either.
My name?
Nice.
My name is Euclid.
Oh my god, is he Greek?
No, he speaks
he's Russian.
With an American accent.
Oh.
Euclid is just like a Greek name.
Anyway.
And there's this dude.
Comrade, you rescued. His name is Aristotle. I gotta introduce myself.
These are all code names, aren't they?
That New Yorker little kid.
And this is so great. It's Socrates.
Dude, these are all Greek names.
Yeah,
why are you doing Russian? They're Greek.
So, just because they have Greek names doesn't mean they have to have Greek accents.
They can be fit. They're code names.
And then one guy puts his hand up and says, Democritus. And
oh
then,
my god. Democracy? Pretty much?
Democritus.
Might as well be
they're
democracy.
All Greek philosophers. And,
are they Zeno. Russian or are they Greek?
One of them is Zeno.
They're
Zeno.
Russian with Greek
right.
names.
So, to clarify, the many figures on the table, Euclides is Qui-Gon. Aristotle is the guy with the baseball bat, who's like Scout from TF2.
A little kid.
Democritus wields the hammer. The you know the guy on the table. Socrates is the guy with
beard.
Small wrench.
The lamb and
the beard dude
next to Qui-Gon.
The grapes and the olives.
And Zeno is the guy with the brown beard, the open chest, and the monkey wrench.
Have some olives.
Okay. Anyway.
Kalamata olives.
So, why do you all have fake Greek? No, that's not actually an important question. What do you want?
Why do you have red hats?
We came in. We came in.
Hey, what? Who's actually speaking right now?
Nobody. This is all train of thought.
We're just confused on why.
Let me know when you guys do have something.
Okay.
Do you have like a?
Let's all agree on something so nobody just like.
That was something stupid.
Let's all like agree on something.
Yeah, like you.
At least I'm going to get kicked out of shops.
Oh! Cheap shot.
No, the cheap shot was the,
I don't get kicked out of shops, I steal them and run.
It's true.
Steal them and run.
What's up?
Well, what do we want to say to these people?
I mean, we're kind of stuck.
What do they want
the
with
information
us?
That the
I'm
going to
say, what do you
what
guys
the green
want
caps
us?
To you?
What
who are the green caps to you? The green cap group.
Who are they?
The green cap
group. Like, related.
Really general.
Right.
Really general.
I think you need a service over the bit.
You may want to have a seat.
We sit down.
Oh.
We sit down.
Right. Everybody sits down.
Ooh, big change.
We are the Red Fist. We are a
Red Hat
revolutionary group trying to supplant the government, because the government over the past year or so has become increasingly secretive. We believe they are hiding things from the people. We believe they are, in addition to your standard fare of unjust taxation, misrepresentation, tariffs,
mischarged crimes.
Stuff. We believe
mischarged crimes. Don't get
yeah.
I don't know.
We believe that they are working on a government project of a grand scale, presumably linked to the military. We do not know what it is for sure, but we know if we can destabilize this key commerce city, then we can effectively, temporarily, put a halt to whatever they are trying to accomplish.
Wait, guys, this is not talking about the game, but when we work for the government, they'll stop giving us the crystals and stuff.
Mama.
So we should kill these people.
Okay. I called them, so I'll be right back.
What?
We should kill these people, because if they're trying to bring down the government, then we don't get paid. Because of this
whole... Do they know we work for the government?
No.
They think you do.
I was going to be like, oh yeah, that's good, because we hate government too. Yeah, I hate the government.
They think you do work for the government, but you don't believe it. You don't believe in the government you work for.
We're trying to get back, man. We're trying to get that money.
So what should we do?
So
I'm
then
gonna
he
kill
says,
him.
So then he goes on to say, I don't want to say anything when she's out of the room, though.
Let's just put everything on pause.
I want to kill him, because I want to fight somebody.
Okay.
Is that your logo?
Hmm?
The circle and the diamond?
Yeah.
How many computers have mind tests on it here?
One.
How many computers are there in this house that don't belong, like, your dad
needs? The thing is, not that.
Because we could LAN.
I don't know how to open the port.
I get to stay at least a few extra minutes because my brother doesn't have to be at work until an hour later than normal.
Cool. Sweet.
So when you say a few more extra minutes, what does that mean?
Like, I don't know exactly. Because my mom doesn't know exactly because it depends on when my brother gets back from the gym.
Wait, what time is it now?
It is 4:12, so I get extra time until whenever.
You have at least 15 more minutes. Then.
at least. All
right, cool.
Okay, and we can...
We do whatever until
if then. You need to stay later, like, we probably have room in the car. If you can't get it, if you can't get picked up.
Yeah.
Or we could just drive you back.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So.
But what?
Yeah. Anyway.
So what do we want to do to these people? I want to kill them.
No.
That's a horrible idea.
We're not killing them.
For once,
killing,
I agree with that.
Killing the underground... Killing the only contacts we have with the underground in Innsbruck is very...
But they don't know anything about the crystal.
They probably
Who
do,
cares?
But it's not asking the right questions.
Who cares about the bloody crystals?
Can I continue?
Yes.
Yeah. He goes on to talk about the Caduceus.
Oh, that's interesting. Isn't that that one that almost dropped Bluff and Garth, the building?
No. Caduceus are the... green team that you sing around.
Oh, the green.
They're a very tight group. They're known for quick maneuvers. They go in, they do their business, and they get out. We don't believe they are an actual gang. We believe they are, in fact, part of the government, trying to turn our revolutionary cause into a disgrace. You see, we used to have many followers who would attend our rallies and picket and protest and sign petitions and do all those sort of acceptable anti-government processes. But they came in and they've turned this into some sort of gang warfare. They've forced us into defending ourselves.
To make you look
bad. To make us look absolutely terrible. That's exactly right.
So, if we just destroy all of them, how about you help us find this crystal that we're after?
Just kill all
of them. You mean
you can't
the
just
massacre
the entire game?
No, we do it stealthily, genius.
I know.
But it still involve killing people,
what
so that would make Leif happy.
We don't know how many there are, but we have seen five who are
regulars.
We've seen the leader. His name is Hermes. He bears the mark of a cross within a circle. It's standard, you know, medical. That's, they have this whole doctors of the city motif going on.
What the bloody hell is wrong with them?
A green cross in a circle?
Yeah.
That's pharmacy. Yeah, that's pharmacy.
Yeah, pharmacy, right.
I don't
of
trust
course.
These guys.
It's
absolutely sick and twisted. There are four others. Lars, Pan, Jay, and Abdar.
Abdar.
What's wrong with Abdar?
It's a funny name. What do you think?
I don't trust these guys.
For your information, there are three very important local law officials who we keep an eye out for. Most of them are standard policemen, but the ones who will never forget you. Eric, Chuck, and Michael. Eric is a strange cop. I believe he's the other side of the fence. But we're going to be a little nice about that. Chuck is serious. He's a serious cop. He will not let you get away. Eric and Chuck go at each other an awful lot. They're the two head joint policemen, sort of like consulates. The main leader of the riot squad, his name is Michael. In standard context, he's a very nice guy. However, you are on the wrong side of him, as we have been, unfortunately. The only option really is to run away. And it hasn't helped our image, but it's something we've had to do from time to time. There's one other person in town who has come because of the festival, which is actually our next target. Alfred Kleinman. He is the head of Hyperion's Southern Tax Division. We believe he has embezzled funds.
Like
we believe he has embezzled funds from the city and has placed outrageously high taxes. How much... Did you happen to buy anything at the market while you were there?
Yeah. I think I bought
coffee,
a knife.
Potion.
How much was that coffee?
3 gold.
Yeah,
it was
pretty expensive.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Did you know how much of that... How much
why
of
don't
that,
we redistribute the
how
gold
How much
that
of that
has.
Went to the original vendor?
Probably nothing.
Two
coffee.
Copper pieces.
Yeah. Must have fallen off.
It's not even good enough to maintain. Now, obviously... The people coming in from the mountains with their mountains, you know, gold and silver and various other precious
They're
metals
all in
and
on
gems,
this, aren't they?
They are, either half of them are in on it and do receive a stipend, while selling it for outrageously high prices and not actually pocketing very much of it. Or they do a lot of dealing on the black market, which is where we've managed to acquire a certain amount of personal funds for our own businesses.
Black market's always useful. How else do you think I got rid
other
of
than that,
stuff
other than
stolen?
That, other than that, there's really no one else to say that I can think of.
And so how does this pertain to the crystal?
It doesn't. They're going to help us find the crystal after we steal it from
you
the...
You haven't even talked to them about the crystal. Do you
crystal.
Know of a crystal in the town?
The psychic crystal.
There once was, hundreds of years ago.
Do you think it would be
what
in the tax
him?
Collector's thing? Because he has embezzled all of money.
Perhaps. What do you think of all of the civil unrest lately?
Well, you see, that the general consensus is, by the people, that it is because of our gang warfare specifically.
Except it's not.
As they've pegged it. However, we believe that it is not human alone. People who are regular citizens join in on these fights when normal citizens would simply walk away or run or call the police.
So, sorcery, do you think?
Perhaps.
Dragon sorcery.
I cannot say.
Close.
Well, let's go find this tax collector.